Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.
Today is July the 17th, and this is our last class before we break for this summer. And we are beginning Parsha Shmini. We're going to start it now, but then we will review it when we meet again after the summer. So we've gone through the 7 days of the Miluim, where Aaron and his sons are being inaugurated or initiated to the Mishkan. And now we enter the eighth day. And the eighth day is when they're actually going to become, it's page 588. The eighth day is when they're going to officially take over as the Kohanim. Until now, Moshe Rabbeinu has been the acting Kohen, while Aaron and his sons have been initiated. And now, they're going to take over. So, the Pasuk says, Vayhi bayom ha-shmini, it wasn't the eighth day. Karo Moshe le'aron u'levanav, Moshe called to Aaron and to his sons, u'lezikne Yisrael, and to the elders of the Jewish people. Vayomer el-Aaron, he said to Aaron, Kach lecha egel ben bakar lechatas, take for yourself a calf as a chatas, as a sin offering, v'ayol le'ola timimim, and a ram as an ola. An ayol as an ola, tamimim.
I don't want to find it.
There was.
Whatever.
Okay.
What about your pocket?
For all of you that are curious, it was a roach on the table.
I figured
that's
right.
Think of your pocket.
I did.
What was under the table? Probably came from the book.
Probably went under the table. Mm-hmm. Okay,
right.
Never mind, lest you learn Torah.
Okay, so Ayol Olatimim and a ram that's obviously Timimim, which means without a blemish, and that's going to be for an Olah burnt offering, v'hakrev lefnei Hashem, and offer it and bring it before Hashem. That's your karbanos. Vel b'nei Yisrael to Dabar Leimor, to the Jewish people you should speak, saying, Kechu sirizim l'chatas, take a goat for a sin offering, ve'egel v'cheves b'nei shana timimim le'olah, and an egel is a calf, and a sheep that will be pure for an olah, for a burnt offering, v'shor v'ayol lishlamim, and also a bull and a ram for a peace offering, lisboach lifnei Hashem, to sacrifice before Hashem, umincha b'dulav Hashemen, and a mincha, a flour offering that is mixed with oil, ki hayom Hashem nira aleichem, because today Hashem is going to appear to you. Okay.
They covered all the karbanos.
Okay, let's count karbanos. That's what we got to do right now.
Yeah.
Let's count karbanos. Okay, so we need... let's start with Aaron's karbanos. So what do we have? Aaron's karbanos. How many karbanos do we have for Aaron?
Two.
The car.
Bull, a young bull, a ram.
Okay, so. Okay, we have how many?
A goat, a calf, a sheep.
No, just Aaron.
Oh, Aaron?
Two.
Bull.
Two.
Okay, two for Aaron. One is a...
Ego.
Is a calf. A calf. And that is for a... Does it say what it is?
Yes.
Sin offering.
Offering.
Okay.
An aisle of an ola.
Okay, and then we have a ram burnt offering. That's Aaron.
Okay.
Good? Okay, next. That's two karbanos. Now we have the B'nai Yisrael. So, B'nai Yisrael, we'll put that right over here. We'll say B'nai Yisrael. Okay, how many korbanos here? We have number one is...
Zeris in the Chatas.
A goat.
A goat. A he-goat for sin offering.
Okay, so a goat for a sin offering. That's for a sin offering.
A calf and a sheep for an olah.
Okay. So that's going to be a calf, which is going to be a burnt offering.
And a sheep for an olah.
And also a sheep.
Mm-hmm.
Also an olah.
And then a bull and a ram.
Okay.
For shlamim.
A bull. It's going to be a peace offering. And...
And a mincha, and a mincha.
Well, and a ram for a peace offering also.
Well, a bull and a ram for peace offering.
And a ram. Let's think.
And then a mincha. Kava mincha.
Okay, so that is, but that's the animals. Okay, then we have a mincha as well, you said.
Right.
Right? Okay, I'm not sure. Should we put down the mincha? Let's leave that in now. Let's just do the animals for the time being. Okay? So that's a total of 8 animals. Now, this day, the 8th day of the Miluim, was what date on the calendar? Everybody's nervous. Was what date on the calendar?
The
23rd of Adar.
That's when they started. That was the first day of the Miluim. But the 8th day...
It was
the first day of Nisan. Okay.
Are we all still looking for the roach?
Yeah. So the first day of Nisan... means it's also...
Rosh Chodesh.
Rosh Chodesh. So that means we're going to have karbanos for Rosh Chodesh as well. So let's make a list here for Rosh Chodesh. This is also going to be brought on the same day. Rosh Chodesh. So, in addition to Aaron and Bnei Yisrael, we now have Rosh Chodesh. So, what do we bring on Rosh Chodesh? Turn to Parshas Pinchas.
Here
it
is. The baby. Sorry.
Good.
Don't move.
Good reflexes.
I knew I would see it. I knew.
Okay.
I thought she found Pinchas.
Okay. So... We are on page 890. Page 890. Bottom of the page. Pasuk Yudala, verse 11. Uvarashechad Sheikhem, now on your Rosh Chodeshim, Rosh Chodesh. Takrivu Ola Lahashem, you shall bring in Ola. Now, what should you bring for an olah? Parim b'nei bakar shnayim, two bulls. Va'ayel echad, one ram. Kvasim b'nei shana shiva timimim. And seven sheep. All those are for an olah. Yud Aleph, 11. The bottom of the page. Now, if you turn the page, it goes through a bunch of minachos and nesachim. We're going to skip that for now. Go to Pasuk Tes Vav, 15. Usir izi mechad l'chatas l'Hashem. And also a goat as a sin offering. Okay, so let's count this out. I'm going to move this over so we can make more room. I'm going to put it right over here. Rosh Chodesh. Okay, so let's count them up. Number one.
Two bulls.
Okay, we have a bull for a ola, right? Okay, another bull. Good. Next.
A ram.
A ram, also an ola, right? Next.
Seven male lambs.
Seven what? Sheep.
Sheep.
Right? Four, sheep. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten are all going to be sheep. Okay? Should I keep doing it? It'll look better if we write it all out. And what's the 11th carbon on Rosh Chodesh?
One male goat.
A goat.
Four?
No,
sin offering.
Okay. Now, the 8th day of the Miluim also corresponded to something else. We're not done yet with carbonos. Okay, but let's stop for a second before we go to the next category. So, most of the carbonos so far are olos, burnt offerings. Got 10 of them here. And then we have another two here and one there. So we've got 13 olos. We have 1, 2, 3 chatos, 3 sin offerings, and 2 peace offerings of the 18 carbonos we have so far on the table. Okay? But,
big table.
But there was another one. Shabbos. Another set of carbonos. It was not Shabbos.
Daily.
What's that?
Daily.
Okay, we always have the daily carbonos. That's a good point. We should include that because you always have that. What are the daily carbonos?
The carbon tame.
Yeah. It's right here in Parshas Pinchas. If you look a little bit earlier, on page 890, right in the beginning of the chapter, it's two olas.
It's two olas. We'll put that down here as tamid. Okay. We have two sheep, which are also burnt.
Right? If you look at Pasuk Gimel, verse 3. From Atalahem Zeho Isha Shatakrivu Lahashem, this is the burnt offer, this is the fire you should offer to Hashem. Kivasim and Shnat Timimim, sheep that are a year old without any blemish, Shnayim Layom, two per day, Ola Tamid. A burnt offering every day. Good. But there is another set of carbonos. No. First day of Nisan. So turn to Parashas Naso.
I think that's the first of the year.
Well, yeah. Parashas Naso. Page 766. Pasuk Yud Beis, 12. Page 766, Pasuk Yud Beis, verse 12. The Nisim, the princes, inaugurated the Mizbeach. They inaugurated the altar. And every day, for the first 12 days of Nisan, a different Nasi offered carbonos, and they were the same carbonos. And the first day was Vayihi Amakriv Vayom HaRishon Es Karbono Nachshon Ben Aminadav Lemate Yehuda. So these are going to be the carbonos of Nachshon. And we're going to have a whole bunch of carbonos here that come from Nachshon.
Right.
Okay. What do we have from Nachshon? Now the beginning is Ketores. The first few psukim are various amounts of ketores, of incense. We'll skip that for the time being. Let's go to Pasuk Tesvav, verse 15. We'll read it through and then we're going to have to put it on the board. Par echad ben bakar, one bull. Ayel echad, one ram. Kevas echad, one sheep. Ben shnaso, la'ola. All those are for burnt offerings. It's three burnt offerings. Sirizim echad, lechatas, one goat for a sin offering. Ulezevach ha-shalomim, how about for the peace offerings? Bakar shnayim, two cows, right? Doesn't say what type the cows, right? Elim chamisha atudim chamisha kvasim in eshana chamisha.
Wow.
Very busy.
Yes.
Five rams, five he goats, five sheep.
Five rams, five goats, five sheep. That's a total of 17 shlamim. Okay, here we go. Let's see if my arm can handle all this. So the first one is, what do we have here?
One bull, one ram, one sheep.
One bull. One bull. This is for what? An ola, right?
Right.
Burnt. One bull.
One ram.
One ram.
One sheep.
One sheep. All those are burnt. Then we have a goat.
A goat for chatas.
Just sin offering. Then we have...
two cows for peace. Shlomo.
Okay. We'll call it a cow because we don't know if it's male or female, but we'll call it that. Those are going to be peace. Okay, and then we're going to save my... okay, so 7 through 11 are... what are they?
Five rams, five goats.
Okay, we have rams, all for peace offerings. 12 through 16 are goats.
And then sheep.
For peace offering. And then... 17 through 21 are sheep for
peace.
Okay. All these korbanos were brought on that day. So we have 2, 5, 7, plus 11 is 18, plus 2 is 20, plus 21. We have 41 korbanos being brought on that day. 41 Carbonos.
And it's just Aaron and his sons doing?
Aaron and his sons did all these carbonos.
Wow.
41 carbonos. That does not include all of the
flour.
Olive flour and the ketores, the incense, and the wine, the libations, the lighting of the menorah, all the things that have to go on in the Mishkan. They were all done by Aaron and his sons, including these 41 carbonos. Now, of these 41 carbonos, let's figure out how many were burnt offerings.
A lot.
A lot of them, but not you'll see not the majority.
Yeah.
So we have one here, one, two here, that's 3. Then we have 10 here, that's 13, 14 and 15. 16, 17, 18. We have 18 olas of the 41. Well, maybe it is. Maybe it will be the most of... oh, let's see. 18 are olas. Okay? How many chatos? How many sin offerings?
1, 2, 3, and 4.
So that's 4 of those. It's 22. Which leaves how many shlamim? 19 shlamim, more of them than the than the olos. 1 and 2, and then we have here 3, 4, and then another 15. You have 19 shlamim. So the final count is 18 burnt. It's 18 burnt offerings. I'm putting that over here. 18 are burnt. Well, I don't want to confuse the thing. It's 18 burnt offerings. It's 19 peace offerings. And it is 4 sin offerings. Right. So that's a total of 41 carbonos that we have in the on that day. Okay. Now, how many people are involved in processing these 41 carbonos?
Aaron
and
his sons.
How many sons?
4.
Still 4. 4 sons. So that's 5 people who are processing all of these carbonos and doing everything that has to be done. Okay. How much? We're not even forget bread for a minute. And forget the flour offerings. How much meat has to be eaten? That's not as much as you think. It's not as much as you think. All the burnt offerings.
It burnt.
That's not a problem.
Now, sin offerings usually do get eaten by the Kohen, but in this case, the sin offerings were totally burned. They were not eaten in these two. What's that?
Quite a break,
right. Although, we'll talk about the Rosh Chodesh one momentarily, and I'm not sure about this one. Okay, now, but peace offerings, they have to be eaten. The peace offering shlamim have to be eaten by the one who's offering it. So, or with peace, shlamims can be shared. They don't have to be eaten only by the person who's offering it. So, the B'nai Yisrael brought shlamims, two of them. So, the Aaron and his sons had to eat from those shlamim, not the whole thing, but they had to eat part of it.
Like gezeis?
No. They had to eat from the. We'll see later how much of it they had to eat. And the 17 that were brought by Nachshon would be eaten by Nachshon along with whoever else he invited. Although there are parts of it that would have to be eaten by Aaron and his sons.
Right.
That's a lot of meat. In the midst of the first day, as we'll learn in Parashat Shmini, we go from 5 Kohanim to
three
Kohanim, because Aaron loses two sons on this day. Now, the reason why you have to keep in mind all of these Karbanos is because later on in the Parsha, there's going to be an incident, a debate between Aaron and between Moshe. And it's going to involve, as the Torah is going to say, the sin offering goat. The goat sin offering. I'm going to show you this pasuk so you understand, even though we're not going to deal with it now, but I want you to be aware of it because it's going, you can only fully appreciate it when you see all these karbanos on the board. If you jump ahead to page, the bottom of page 594, Pasuk Tes Zayin, verse 16. So there it says, Ve'es Seir HaChatos Darosh Darash Moshe, which is the very middle of the Torah. Darosh Darash is the very middle of the Torah. So Moshe sought out the how do they call it here? The goat sin offering, v'hinei sorof, and behold, it was burnt. Now, the Torah doesn't tell you which goat sin offering. If you look on the board, how many goat sin offerings do we have?
One, three.
Well, there's a calf sin offering. That doesn't count. That's a calf. We know it's a goat.
Three of them.
You got one here.
Oh, and then not.
You got one here.
Two.
And you got one.
Three.
So you've got the Jew, the Bnei Yisrael, have a goat sin offering. Rosh Chodesh includes a goat sin offering. And Nachshon has a goat sin offering. The Gemara discusses which goat sin offering, which Seir HaChatos is being discussed in the Torah over here. Now again, we're not going to discuss this right now, but I'm just showing you that it's deceptive when you just read the parasha of Shmini and you forget about what else is going on that day, you can lose sight of the bigger picture of what's happening. There were a lot of animals being processed on that day by only a few people. There was a lot of slaughtering, a lot of blood, a lot of skinning of animals, a lot of burning of different things, a lot of eating different things. There was just a lot of stuff going on. And they had to keep track of all of this. Now, there is another day of the year, I should say days of the year, when, besides, we've talked about this before, how Erev Pesach, there are a huge amount of karbanos that are processed because of the Karban Pesach. There are other days of the year where there are a lot of karbanos being brought. Sukkot, has a lot of karbanos. Every day of Sukkot has a lot of karbanos that are brought, much more than on a regular Yom Tov. On Shavuos, there's a lot of karbanos. Why are there a lot of karbanos on Shavuos? Because you have the regular Shavuos karbanos, plus you have a whole litany of karbanos that go along with this special karban of the Shtei HaLechem, of the two breads that are brought on Shavuos. So there's a lot of karbanos that are brought then as well. But this day of 41 karbanos, that's quite a lot for only 5 people, which end up being only 3 people, to process. So just to appreciate what's happening with Parshas Shmini, the Gemara says that this day, the day of Shmini, which was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Natal Eser Ataros, this day took 10 crowns. There were 10 special things that happened on this day, and you see part of it over here. You see that it was the 8th day of the Miluim, it was Rosh Chodesh, it was Nachshon. There are other things that happened as well on this day. This was a momentous day in history, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the very first Rosh Chodesh Nisan after we left Egypt. The first Rosh Chodesh Nisan that we celebrated was the one in Mitzrayim when Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim, this month is for you the beginning of all the months, Nisan. That's very, very significant. We spoke about it in Parshas Bo when we talked about Nisan. But now we're at the second Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and the first one after we got the Torah, because that was before we got the Torah, that first one. Now we've left Egypt, we've received the Torah, we are still at Har Sinai. We haven't left Har Sinai yet. We don't leave Har Sinai until another month and change later, almost 2 months later. We're still at Har Sinai. We're about to celebrate the first Pesach post-Egypt. And we get to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and Rosh Chodesh Nisan is a momentous day. And it makes sense it should be a momentous day. It's the day that Hashem really started giving us commandments, and it's a day that has all these karbanos. So that is what Parshas Shmini is going to be discussing when we go through the entire parsha. So this is the 8th day of the Miluim. Now, yeah.
Except for Rosh Chodesh, was Moshe doing this every day?
For the first just 7 days before.
He was doing all these?
No, that's what I was about to say. Right. Okay. For the first 7 days of the Miluim,
yeah.
How many karbanos were processed? 3. Unless they also did the karban tamid, which I don't know if they did or didn't. If they did the karban tamid during the first 7 days of the Miluim, that is unclear to me. But the karbanos for the Miluim were only 3 karbanos. There were 2 rams each day and 1 bull. A bull for a sin offering, a ram for a burnt offering, meaning look at Aaron's karbanos over here. The previous 7 days, you had these two, a calf or a bull as a sin offering, a ram for a burnt offering, and then there was another ram for a peace offering. That was it. It was not Rosh Chodesh. You had no Nachshon's karbanos. You didn't have the Bnei Yisrael's karbanos. I'm just unclear about whether they had the karban tamid. Maybe they had that as well. But this was Moshe Rabbeinu. In fact, let's see if we can pinpoint that instead of guessing. Let's see. Hold on. It might be an obvious pasuk. I don't want to miss it. It does not say explicitly. So it could, I'm not sure if the Karban Tamid was brought in any time until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. I can look that up. At any rate, so Moshe Rabbeinu did not process this many karbanos. It was much less, and this was a huge amount. So when Aaron and his sons became the Kohanim, they were pushed into the deep end. They didn't start off with, you know, process one or two karbanos. They processed 41 karbanos on that very first day that they were Kohanim. Now, the next day, the second day of Nisan, so you didn't have these karbanos, Aaron's and the Bnei Yisrael's. They were done with that. It was only the first day. It wasn't Rosh Chodesh either.
Nine.
But you still had the Tamid, plus you had, not Nachshon, it was the second one, who's Nisan El Ben Suar, but he had 21 karbanos of his own. So the second day of Nisan, they were still processing 23 karbanos, and I don't know what day was Shabbos, but whatever day would be Shabbos, they would be processing another two karbanos for Shabbos, because Shabbos has two additional karbanos for Musaf. So they didn't have a quote-unquote regular day. What would be a regular day in the Mishkan? Regular day in the Mishkan would be two official karbanos, the two tamid karbanos, and then whatever anybody would happen to bring that day. Somebody needed to bring a sin offering, somebody needed to bring a burnt offering, somebody wanted to bring a... whatever it is, different people came and they brought different karbanos. But your official set of karbanos on a typical day, two sheep. That's it. But they didn't start that way. And remember, these karbanos, you had the same ones brought for 12 days straight.
What did they do about the part that they had to eat? I mean, that's overwhelming.
No, because they didn't have to eat. There were parts they had to eat. Right, that's true. There were parts they had to eat. They ate them.
I'm sure you have covered that, but sometimes...
I'm sorry, say what?
I'm sure you must have covered that at one point, and I must have missed it, but aren't they supposed to have a day of rest?
The Beis HaMikdash is operating even on Shabbos.
Even on, I mean, but
yeah, there's no rest in the Beis HaMikdash.
Do they work 7 days and then they take a break? I mean, they take a week off?
Well, no. Once there were enough Kohanim, right. Then they were divided up into 24 groups.
24.
And they were in 1 week shifts.
Right.
So it was a 24 week.
That must have been years.
Yeah.
But not at that point.
No, not
How
yet.
How long did it take?
Not sure.
Yeah.
The 24 groups of karbanos of Kohanim were created by Shmuel Hanavi and David Hamelech.
Oh,
so that's hundreds of years later. But there were already many Kohanim before then. Just officially being broken up into 24 shifts, that was with Shmuel and David. Before then, they were still more Kohanim than you needed per day. You know, they were. You know, you didn't have to have every coin working every day. It depended on when they ended up getting more people. But in the beginning, it was obviously difficult with only just a few Kohanim. So they really earned their keep in the beginning over there with the way they worked. Right.
And they weren't proficient yet, so it took longer for each one versus being well trained and.
Okay, I mean.
Kind of
yeah.
Like the Shekhinah today was.
Right.
Not as quick as it would be.
Right. Right. That's right.
I truly believe this is the right thing to do, and it's a shame we don't have it anymore. But it's very difficult.
it's a lot of animals. It's a lot of animals.
Oh, idea of
how they have that many animals in the Midbar.
Have to feel it takes the place of.
It's supposed to.
That's right.
If we dive in right.
Most people can't deal with animals. I mean, if you bring a sheep to a person, they don't know which end is up.
Well, but they were. For agricultural
things. Yeah, bear in mind.
Everybody knew the animals then.
Bear in mind that in the United States of America, there are thousands upon thousands of livestock slaughtered every day. Just bear in mind.
What did they do during the times of famine in Israel?
I mean, how did they have animals?
Uh-huh.
There were still animals. Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
Or they would do just the other kinds of offerings.
Whatever had to be there were animals.
Those?
There were animals. You know, they're even.
We've never had that problem.
I don't know. I mean, when there's shortages, there are shortages. You know, I don't know. But again, the only reason why Tosfot Sfarin is because we are not upfront with what goes on. We don't come in contact with what goes on in the United States, but there's way more than this being processed daily in the United States.
I mean, the idea of it being, you know, holy and spiritual, that's where I have
Yeah.
As opposed to slaughterhouse, right?
All right.
You need to have a kavana while you're doing that. It's pretty good.
How did the chicken go today?
It was fine. It was fine.
They were very spiny.
We made two brachas. We made the bracha on the shechita. And then Rabbi Grossman allowed me to do the kisui adam, the covering of the blood. So it's the first time I ever did that. So it also was a bracha to cover the blood, which you don't do for these animals. You do it only for birds and for wild animals. But anyway, so that's the process that happened over there. Okay, so now I don't want to go further in Parsha Shmini because I don't want to get too far ahead, because we're going to take a break now, and when we start again, we're going to go from the beginning of Parsha Shmini. But I wanted you to have a sense of how many carbonos we're dealing with, because that's what we're going to, when we start again, just that's the only way to really appreciate what's going to happen here. There's going to be a discussion and a disagreement about this carbon. Not this carbon. This one is going to have the disagreement. Yeah. Of all the 41 carbonos, only one is going to be debated. And so we'll see when we learn it. But it, just to have an understanding of how many carbonos there were. So I don't want to go further over here. So I'm going to actually shut this. For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. For those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it, so that he can continue that site.